The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Hello, welcome everyone to this edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. I'm Dr. Vijay, and with us is our co-host, Dr. H. Calling Dr. H, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great this morning, my dear. It's a little chilly here in Palm Springs, California, but it's not like what you guys are having up in New York and New Jersey area.
You know, it's surprising, but this morning itself, it's beautiful. And yesterday was rainy, what we call a snow and a slush and a rain, everything together. And I think they're predicting heavy snow this tonight. So we're at the tail end, and, you know, we're looking forward to spring. And spring is, almost here. Not quite, but almost here. But it's a beautiful day. What can I say? It's wonderful.
Well, the great thing I like about living here in California is I can watch the weather forecast and say, oh, I remember living up in Cleveland, Ohio when I was a kid, and all that snow and that slush and the shoveling the snows. And here we just complained that it's going to be a chilly 65, 68 degrees.
Oh, yeah, right. But, you know, we have the good and the bad and everything else. And you know, we live out here, particularly in a bedroom community, and it's just, you know, even I was in the New York City yesterday, whole day for meetings. It's just, you know, it's just beautiful. You know, it's just beautiful where it is when you can just appreciate that, you know, we have all those good things and we have so many blessings in our life. So it's just an opportunity to give thanks wherever you are, whatever you have.
So and you're going to be out in my neck of the woods in a couple of weeks. We're going to go to a huge health food show and make some connections with people and probably bring in some interviewees and some guests and some new products that are on the cutting edge. So I'm looking forward to spending time with you, actually 2 weeks from this coming weekend.
Absolutely, March 11 to 15,
yeah.
Or actually March 12, 13, and 14 are the 3 days for this huge, one of the largest trade shows for the natural products industry. And with thousands upon thousands of vendors from all over the states and U.S. and the world, Europe,
right,
Asia,
all
going to convene, and all of these are natural, organic products, and from beauty, healthcare, to natural supplements, to foods. Oh, my God, and authors, and, you know, it's celebrities, and, you know, you meet so many people. But unfortunately, it's restricted to the retail industry, so it's not open to the public, per se. But since you and I are going to be there and as part of, the Jiva supplements and the essence of life, and so we get a chance to go in and also as press people with their Kiss Your Life Hello show. We're going to, like you said, to interview people and get to know what's the latest in organic foods and supplements and bring it to our listeners' attention. So I'm looking forward to seeing you again, Dr. H.
Thank you, me too. We have a lot of information to pass out, and as we learn, as we're constantly learning, you and I, we share this with our listening audience. So, speaking of learning, this is a really interesting article. It's called Sugar and Mental Health. In a cross-culture analysis of the relationships between diet and mental disorders, this British psychiatrist researcher found a strong correspondence between high sugar consumption, increased risk of depression, and worse outcome of schizophrenia. Two potential mechanisms by which the consumption of refined sugar may affect mental health are suggested by this doctor who wrote this book called The Depression Cure. First, refined sugar suppresses the activity of brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Interesting. It's a growth hormone that promotes neuronal health and plays an important role in the creation of memories by triggering the growth of new connection between neurons. So the refined sugar deadens it. The other one is, and you and I have been talking about this for the past few weeks, is about chronic low pain inflammation. Second, consumption of refined sugar, remember I'm saying refined sugar, white sugar, promotes a state of chronic inflammation which is associated with increased risk of depression and schizophrenia, as well as other conditions, including heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, and some cancers. So this doctor is suggesting that the depressed patients try eliminating sugars and simple starches from their diets and found they report remarkable improvement in mood, energy, mental clarity. You know, it's interesting, just very quickly, the Atkins diet many years ago, Robert Atkins had success with some of his, with not some, but a lot of his patients, was getting off of depression medication and schizophrenia and other type of mood behavior disorders.
Yes.
By putting
them
on that high protein diet, excuse me, and eliminating the starches, the complex carbohydrates that turn to starch, I'm sorry, that starch that turn to sugar. And so that whole connection with sugar, it's absolutely amazing to me. We watch what we eat, and a lot of these conditions can go away.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the refined sugars, more and more we're finding them linked to everything from depression, from mental illness, as you just said, to cancers, and basically it's a connection to chronic inflammation. And you and I have been talking a lot about some of these toxic foods and, you know, including sulfites, which is comes in many forms and is added to many, many foods that we eat. And that you know, it's been now shown to, there's an additive. It's been shown to increase your risk of diseases, you know, like cancers and all those chronic inflammatory diseases. So it's, you know, it's important to know what they are and, you know, where you can find them, because it's all hidden in these unintelligible, you know, unpronounceable, you know, names in food labels. So you and I always talk about, you know, people have to read the food labels to know what exactly is going on. If you find anything in there in the food label, especially bring a magnifying glass, to read
right,
that.
And
if you find something you can't pronounce, then don't buy that product, because it's probably, most likely, if it's not a product of a soy, isolate, or some kind of a high fructose corn syrup, product, a corn metabolite, or, you know, something that, your body shouldn't be taking. We know that that's not part and parcel. But having said that, there's a very important article that I like to talk about. And we talk a lot about, C-reactive protein. And we have been talking a lot about that as an indicator of inflammatory diseases and as a biomarker. C-reactive protein and the serum amyloid A, SAA, even in conventional, medicine, they're touted now as non-specific biomarkers of inflammation and have been proposed to be indications of, atherosclerosis and predictors of both cardiovascular and cerebrovascular, endpoints, whether it's ischemic heart attack or strokes. And now the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and American Heart Association, they jointly issued a consensus statement recently on inflammatory markers that identified what we call HSCRP, that is a highly sensitive C-reactive protein, as the optimal inflammatory biomarker to estimate risk in primary prevention. But they have recommended that they use it the doctors, do the test for the HSC reactive protein in people whose traditional risk factors place them what we call as an intermediate risk. And in most studies so far have shown that, and the studies are using relatively young and disease-free population, they confirmed that the value of this HSC reactive protein, the highly sensitive C reactive protein, in predicting risk of incident myocardial infarction, that is incident, heart attacks and stroke. But more and more studies are showing this highly sensitive C-reactive protein is more powerful risk marker for myocardial infarction than stroke. So, so we are looking at studies that confirm, how to use inflammatory markers so you can monitor inflammation that's going on in your body. So this was a study they used, the Northern Manhattan study. This is a population, it's a stroke-free community-based cohort study where the participants are aged more than 40 years and they're followed up for a mean of about 7.9 years. And all the tests are being done. So this is like they have the annual checks and, you know, it's a huge study. So it's very interesting to see that, you know, the findings in this study showed that the highly reactive, the highly sensitive HSC reactive protein in this particular study was not associated so much with ischemic stroke. That means the strokes, cerebrovascular accident, but was modestly associated with myocardial infarction and mortality. So they said that you have to have the risk factors that if you are in a particular age group, you have an ethnic group, and you know, you have a family history of strokes or heart attacks, it's valuable to do inflammatory markers like the highly sensitive C-reactive protein and even the C-reactive protein test. So it's interesting that this study has come out, and it's been published in the 2009 Journal of American Association of American Academy of Neurology.
So Dr. Vijay, I have a question, and where I've talked before, where I have to plead with my doctor to get a CRP test. Am I going to have to plead even harder to get the, what do you call it, the high sensitive HSCRP?
That's right, high sensitivity C reactive protein, the HSC reactive protein. That's a more efficient predictor of myocardial infarcts, and also whether you're going to get a stroke. You know, so
do I have to plead harder with my doctor now?
Yes. Show them the studies, the Northern Manhattan study, you know, especially if you are in under the risk factors, the, what we call the intermediate risk factor, you know, age, ethnic group, and, you know, but the study is online and, you know, you can purchase it. And if anybody is interested to know what kind of study this is, please email us and I'll be more than happy to fax you a copy. All right, and the email address to us is info@kissyourlifehello.com. So this is info@kissyourlifehello.com. You can email me here and say, you know, Dr. Vijay, we heard about the study, the inflammatory marker, and I want to show it to my doctors. Absolutely, we'll fax the study over to you. Give us your fax number, and with pleasure, we'll fax it over to you, okay?
So we have a couple minutes before our break. So I'm going to introduce our awesome guest. It's a powerful book. Patrick McDonald is the award-winning creator of the Mutt comic strip, which I remember following in the mid-late 90s when I lived in Florida as a syndicated comic strip, which appears in over 700 newspapers in 20 countries and has an estimated daily readership of 50 million people. Wow. As well as the author and illustrator of the picture book, The Gift of Nothing, Hug Time, and the upcoming book, which we're going to talk about now, which is actually it's been out for a couple months now, called Guardians of Being. And he's combined his art, along with the words by Eckhart Tolle, the author of The Power of the Now. So, Patrick, welcome to our show. We can talk for a couple minutes, and we'll go on to a break. So, welcome.
Hi, Dr. Howard. Hi, Dr. Vijay. How are you?
Very great, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Yes.
We are huge fans of your comic strips and delighted that you've combined efforts with a wonderful a teacher and author and New York Times bestseller, you know, Eckhart Tolle, you know, to come up with this amazing book. It's so delightful.
Oh, thank you.
So how did it start? We always like to ask these questions because people... You know, Dr. Vijay and I have written books, too, so people always ask us, you know, why? How come you did that? So I'm going to say, Patrick, why? How come you did it?
Well, you know, I was just a big fan of Eckhart's work. I think about 10 years ago when The Power of Now first came out, I happened to see it at it was the Bodhi Bookstore in Los Angeles, a great spiritual bookstore in Los Angeles. And I just picked it up. I never heard of it before, but like millions of others, it just really, you know, influenced my life and really inspired me. And I felt the connection with my comic strip Mutt. You know, with Mutt, I try to show the world from the animal's point of view and how, you know, it's a very stop and smell the roses type of strip. You know, it tries to remind people that there's more to life than all the craziness around us and how nature can bring us back to the present. And so I just became a follower of Eckhart's work and bought his other books and his teachings on video and CDs. And I always felt like there was a connection between Mutz and his work, and I thought to combine the two might, you know, reach another audience and help people to find that power of now.
Well, it's amazing because, you know, now when we look at our dogs and our cats, especially dogs, we have two dogs here, you know, we talk a lot about their being, you know, their guidance of being. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about more about why this particular title, Guardians of Being, with Patrick McDonald. So back from the break and we'll talk more with our guest.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Well, welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. We're with Dr. Vijay and Dr. H, and we're talking with Patrick McDonald, who is the author of this awesome book called Guardians of Being. Patrick, may I give you a compliment?
Sure.
Okay. It's early in the morning. Compliments are great to have. You know, ever since I've been following with the comic strips, and I've seen Mutts, which is a little dog named Earl and a cat named Mooch, and how they just hang together, and they're not fighting and screaming and yelling like some of the other cartoon characters that I've seen in the past. It reminds me, we have a dog and a cat. A dog is Tashi, and a cat is Willow. And they just hang out together, and if there's a bird outside, the two of them look at the birds, or if there's people outside, or when people come to the house, they greet them, and they're very friendly. Sometimes they'll have a little tug of war, but they're friendly. They just hang out. And the whole concept of your comic strip has been like that for years, and I love the fact, and it really complements, you know, the whole idea of staying in and now. Talk to me about the connection with animals, because I know as an animal lover, Dr. Vijay has two dogs, and you have, a dog and a cat?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and I have a dog and a cat. We know this, but for the people that are wanting to maybe possibly find that animal to help them teach us, and that's what they do.
Yeah, well, first I would say if you are thinking about getting a new best friend, the best place to go is your local shelter. You know, I'm on the board of directors of the Humane Society of the United States, and it's always good. There's so many great dogs and cats waiting for homes, so I always recommend that's the place to go. And there's plenty of, you know, if you're looking for a certain breed, you could go to on petfinder.com and just type in a breed, and you can find any breed you're looking for. There's plenty of dogs looking for good homes. But, no, our dogs are, you know, the the message of the Guardians of Being book is that our companion animals, you know, don't give us such unconditional love. And you can't help when you're in their presence not to be in the present because that's where they are. And I think that's what Eckhart, you know, says so well in his writings, how you could really be in the present moment if you spend some time with your companion animal.
Well, I love the saying, one of the sayings. This book is so filled with sayings and, you know, your very profound, you know, comics, the strip that you've put in here. And one of the sayings here is that he says, millions of people who otherwise would be completely lost in their minds and in endless past and future concerns are taken back by their dog or cat into the present moment again and again and reminded of the joy of being. I'm just so, you know, we think of that often when we just have a few minutes with our pets, you know, just looking at them, you know, their unconditional love, like you said, you know, their eyes are windows to their soul, and they just love you. They just want to be with you. And then you're reminded.
And, you know, there's another great line in the book from Eckhart saying how our companion animals keep millions of people sane. And I think that's true. You can see, even when if I'm at a meeting with someone and I, you know, we're doing business, but if you bring up someone's pet, you can see the whole demeanor of the person just relax and calm down and put a smile on his face. And, our companion animals are important to everybody.
You know, I share that, you know, I have one of the most emotional dogs. It's a Weimar runner, Spartacus. He's got an excellent name to live up to. And, you know, he just rubs up to you and looks at you. It doesn't matter who you are. And it could be the tax collector. It could be the friendliest, you know, human being walking on the earth. It doesn't matter. To him, they're all, God has placed every single human being on the planet to play and to be his friend. And that's, I know how, you know, all of us feel about our animals. And, you know, that's
funny.
Pretty much covers it.
My dog Amelie meets everyone at the front door with a ball in her mouth. Everyone's a potential playmate for sure.
Playmate, that's right. But you have an important message here that, you know, in the stressful times that we live in the financial crisis we're going through, and you know, the unemployment rates are so high and depression is hitting so many families, and, you know, we're all over medicated. That's what Howard and I always talk about, and, you know, the animals, you know, they play such an important role in our healing. And I love the fact that that there's this twist on the word, you know, the heal, you know, the human is calling to the animal to heal, H-E-E-L, but the animal is looking to the human and saying heal, H-E-A-L. You know, how do you think, you know, just being with an animal, in your experience, maybe you can tell us some anecdotal stories. I know we all have a lot of it. How do you think it has helped people, you know, who are going through anxious moments or a crisis that many of us are going through right now? How can being with their pet, help them to come out and, you know, let go, shake some of this anxiety that, you know, that's engulfing so many of us right now?
Well, you know, I think, you know, what Eckhart says is, you know, it's all that craziness in our heads. We just worry and, you know, make things even bigger than they are and think of all the different possibilities. But when you look at your cat and dog, I mean, they're just there. They're in the moment, and that is the lesson. I mean, you know, not only our cats and dogs, but just nature. I mean, who doesn't feel better for just taking a walk in the woods? As a cartoonist, I spend a big part of my day I have a studio, and I have big windows in my studio, and I overlook a little wooded area. And I spend a lot of time looking at birds. That just relaxes me and gets me in the right mood. And, you know, when you do that, all the craziness in our lives does disappear.
Well, you also have a message in your book, too, besides, you know, with the dog and the cat, because the environment is out in the peripheral, and they're talking about this and they're enjoying life within the environment itself. So it's not just with the animals and what Eckhart Tolle is doing. I like the fact, too, that you talk about the environment and how we need to be aware of this, I guess.
Yeah, we just, you know, have to have more respect, more reverence for the world we live in.
You know, it's so great that, you know, because, you know, when we think of Eckhart Tolle or when you think of spiritual teachings, you think it's in the esoteric, and people who have not experienced the bliss and the power and the beauty and the magnificence of these teachings of being with the self. But who cannot you know, enjoy a dog, you know, or a cat. And one of the sayings here is, I just love this, you know, it says, the dog has no self-image, good or bad, so he has no need to play roles, nor does he have to love himself or hate himself. He has no self. So how to live free of the burden of self, what a great spiritual teaching. And you show here, you know, the little dog, you know, Earl, you know, when he's eating, he's just eating. When he's walking, he's walking. When he's playing, he's playing. When he's napping, he's full into his nap. And then he tells the Smooch, the little cat, you know, I am a simple dog.
Yeah,
so that's profound. This is
very profound.
Powerful to concentrate on what you're doing at the moment.
A powerful message for everybody.
And yeah, usually when we eat, we think of something else. When we play, we think of something, whatever you're going to eat. And, you know, we are all so messed up because of our minds. So, you know, you bring us back to the power of, you know, the present moment and the beingness.
Yeah. And I think where I'm lucky as a cartoonist, and I think it's true of most artists, is, you know, I think that's where I related to Eckhart Tolle, because when you're making art, when you're in that moment, you know, you are in the present, you don't have a million thoughts in your mind. You're just in the present making the art. And I think the secret is to do that in the art of life. That's the secret.
Now, in regards to writing the book, okay, you know, you've been doing the comic strips for, what, almost 16 years
yeah,
now,
15
I think.
Years.
And writing a book, how do you compare the two?
I the comic strip I've been doing for 15 years, and I really enjoy doing the books because it's a little different. I get to use different mediums and get to play with different forms. You know, when you do a comic strip, you pretty much have three panels every day to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of nice to have a lot more space to tell a story.
Would you be doing more of this kind of medium work? I mean, combining, you know, different mediums in future, you know, work that you're going to be doing?
Yeah, well, actually, I also do children's books, and I'm working on a new children's book. But I do have ideas for a couple of more books like The Guardians of Being.
When will the children's book be out?
Well, WEG just came out in October, and the one I'm working on now will come out next spring.
Oh, we'd love to get a copy to have you back on again. Yes.
Yeah, we'll definitely send you a copy. I'd love to do that.
Okay. So, speaking of copies, Dr. Vijay and I have a copy of Your Guardians of Being. How can our listening audience get a copy?
Well, I mean, it should be at most bookstores, and definitely, you know, the online bookstores. It's definitely on, you know, BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon.com. But I always recommend the independent bookstore, so go to your local bookstore and support them. But if you can't find it there, you can find it at anywhere.
Do you have a website at all?
Well, I have a website, MuttsComics.com, but we don't sell the book on the site, but you can learn everything you want to know about the Mutts characters on MuttsComics.com.
Now, quick question to ask you before we go on the break, Patrick. Has anything changed, I mean, the way that you, you know, see the world, you know, for the past 15 years? You know, because there's a timeless quality to your cartoon strips here, what the little dog and the cat are, you know, facing with their owners, how they look at the world. Have you seen anything change in the last 15 years that inspires you to say, oh, no, now the dog and the little cat are going to different realms? Or is it the same thing?
Well, you know, one of the things, I'm very optimistic. I'm really interested in young people. I find more and more really young kids that are going vegetarian and really interested in animals.
Mm.
You know, I'm being on the board, you know, when I do Mutts, I try to do it from the animal's point of view and see the world through their eyes. And, you know, especially being on the board of directors of the Humane Society of the United States, you see how many problems animals have on this planet. And it's all because of us, all because of human beings mostly. But more and more, you just see young people who are aware of this and are, you know, spending time and really concerned about the plight of animals on the planet. And boy, just young, really young kids who, I know so many, I've met so many kids at book signings who are vegetarian, and their mom and dads aren't even vegetarian, but they've, you know, consciously made the decision that it's the right thing to do. So that keeps me very optimistic.
Well, you know, the planet would be a whole lot different place if these kids had a voice. And what you're doing right now, you know, bringing their voice out and showing a medium, you know, how you can express their concerns, you know, through your timeless, you know, comic strips and you know, it's that is very precious because people can relate to it. And so the adults that are mindless, you know, when we go around mindless and doing all our, you know, crazy stuff in the world, we can take a moment to smell the roses and, you know, be with our pets and, you know, be enlightened by all this. Now, we're going to be going on a break, but when we come back, we'd like to ask you a few more questions about your book and what you see, the potential for healing the planet,
Literally.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
What is whole person healing? Via body, via mind, and via spirit. It's a dedication to the widest selection of healing practices worldwide whenever possible. Hosted by Professor Rustam Roy, a noted material scientist and the founder of Friends of Health, who will be here each weekend with the most in-depth information about whole person healing from the world's leading practitioners, spokespersons, and major supporters for this viewpoint. Tune in every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Vijay and Dr. H. And with us today is Patrick McDonald. He is the creator of Mutts. It's a nationally syndicated comic strip that's been around for more than 15 years. It's timeless. And Patrick McDonald is talking about his book with Eckhart Tolle. He co-wrote that with this wonderful book called Guardians of Being. Now, Patrick, we were talking a little bit about, you know, as a board member on, of the Humane Society, what are some of the problems that you're seeing with regards to the animals that are being, you know, that the Humane Society, you know, is undertaking in its mission to take care of? A lot of we hear a lot about the abuse and the suffering of animals. How can you tie in this message that your book is bringing, you know, about, you know, how wonderful our animal friends are in you know, like they're taking care of our beingness and reminding us of who we are, and yet you see all the suffering, so much of suffering in the abuse in the animal world by us humans.
Yeah, but, you know, I think that's an important part of this book, and an important message of this book is, you know, just the respect and reverence we should have for all life. You know, we're all fellow creatures on this planet. And, you know, as a member of, you know, of the Board of Directors of the Humane Society, and we learn about a lot of the suffering. And, I mean, just factory farming alone, I mean, billions of animals suffer through animal factory farming. I mean, it's getting more and more attention, but, you know, so many people still think, you know, cows and chickens are on happy little peaceful farms in the sun and in the grass, but, boy, you know, chickens are just piled up in cages and don't even see sunlight for their whole lives, and, you know, just miserable, miserable lives for these animals. And even with dogs, I mean, there's puppy mills, and people are just starting to learn about puppy mills, but that's where breeders just breed, you know, hundreds of dogs, and they too are just living in cages and don't get to touch ground and, you know, just have miserable lives before they get sent off to pet stores. But, you know, being a member, you know, I hear of all these different problems, but, you know, it really comes down to the same problem, which is humans, you know, that it's a spiritual problem, that we're not having respect for our fellow creatures. And I think that's what's at the heart of Guardians of Being, you know, just the respect for nature and to have that connection that it's, you know, we're all one life.
So if there's one powerful message out of the book, I know for me, I've picked up several powerful messages, which I've known about for years, and we see this when Dr. Vijay and I talk about this on the show, you know, the shift of consciousness of people being more and more aware of what's going on instead of hiding their head in the sand. What would you say some of the powerful messages and lessons would be, you know, through your book?
Well, you know, boy, I think you said it good there. It's that shift of consciousness. You know, that's what Eckhart's teaching's about. And, you know, I think, you know, as this world gets crazier around us, we really do need to reach a new level of consciousness and awareness. And, again, I'm optimistic about it. You know, even the fact that there's radio shows like yours that's talking about it, and, you know, I just feel like the word's getting out and people are starting to you know, get a little more enlightened about things.
You know what else I'm impressed with the book too. It sounds a little trifle, but for me it's very powerful. Dr. Vijay, do you know that the book is printed on 100% post-consumer waste recycled paper?
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I did think that the pages were different.
That is awesome, baby. That is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I tried to do that with all my books, but our publisher, New World, they've been a champion of that. Their whole life, New World Publishing has been doing that.
You know, I've been thinking, you know, when reading your book, you know, about this reminds me, whether it's a dog or a cat, you know, they have it the entire life. But humans, until the age of, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, until the age of 4 or 5, the human child, you know, it's like so in the now. Like when you look at a child playing and you look at a little dog or a cat, you know, they're all in the same moment and they bring us to the presence of being. That's why a lot of people, you know, we like being with children. You know, but at some point the craziness happens and then there's a shift of consciousness. So you're bringing us back into being the childlike innocence that we are and how to capture it.
And you also could see with children how they immediately relate to animals as just, you know, they're one with the animal. That, you know, they don't project that, oh, that's just, you know, just a dog, an animal, and doesn't deserve respect. I mean, they just one with life, just like the dog and cat is.
You know, it's interesting. You have a little dog on a leash here, and you know, he's going round and round in loop of the beautiful cartoon that you have drawn here. You know, he's going round and round chasing a butterfly, you know. And what you have in Eckhart Tolle's words here is, be alert as you watch a dog at play or at rest. Let the animal teach you to feel at home in the now, to celebrate life by being completely present. You look at a little child and you see that the child is completely present in the play, you know, in the fun of the now, and that's why you're saying that the little child and the animal is just like just so in the moment. Unfortunately, we lose it. So now you're teaching us how to come back to our root, you know, roots, and come back home. It's a very, very powerful message in this little book.
Oh, thank you.
And one more time, tell people how they can get Guardians of Being.
Well, it's Guardians of Being by Eckhart Tolle, and you know, your local bookstore should have it, or the big chain bookstores have it, or you know, anywhere online it should be.
And you had a beautiful message here. Why did you call the book Guardians of Being?
Yes.
You know, that was Eckhart's phrase for our companion animals, how they hold that place for us, and if, you know, if we come to them, we could find that same place.
Everything natural, every flower, tree, and animal has important lessons to teach us. Wow.
And people can relate to that, you know, once they start looking at your comic strips. I mean, these are very profound strips and, you know, just hits at the truth in all our hearts. And hopefully it will open us up a little bit more to enjoy the nature and to be present in nature and to look at the world in front of us, you know, in us, in a less judgmental way and just enjoy in the being.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about being grateful and appreciative of what life, you know, is giving us, bestowing on us. But you're taking the message even a little bit further by, if we can't find the appreciation and gratitude, I mean, just look at your animal friends. And then you've taken it to another level by telling us, you know, look at what's happening in the world.
Right.
So just want to thank you so much for being on our show and you know, gifting us with this, you know, presence of your being. And you know, gifting us this wonderful, wonderful books and that you have been writing for the last 15 years, and particularly this book, The Guardians of Being, that you've co-written with Eckhart Tolle.
Well, thank you both. I really enjoyed this. It was one of my favorite interviews. You were both really terrific.
Your new book is called WAG?
Yeah, it's the latest children's book is called WAG, and it's about what makes your dog's tail wag.
I love it.
There's definitely a connection to Guardians of Being with that book.
I'll call you and we'll get some copies and get you back on again.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
So, Dr. Vijay, your dogs listen to the show?
Oh, yes. He's in heaven right now. I gave him a little bone here, and he's chewing and listening to the voices. And, you know, I just conscious of, you know, how attentive they are, you know, to your movements, to who you are, to who they are. It's just right now being in the moment.
You know, what I find fascinating is that when I meditate, and I try to do it a couple times a day, when I meditate, that the dog and or the cat will, if I'm on a couch or on the floor or on the bed, they'll lay next to me.
Yes.
They know that. They just know that, and it's just very comfortable, and it's just,
you know, it's so funny. We say grace before we eat in my house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so the food is all there, and the dogs get very excited. But they know it's time for grace because we've had visitors come up. We didn't realize that, you know, when we have guests at the dinner table, or, you know, and we're bowing our heads and saying the grace. And they come back and tell us, you know, do you know your dogs were doing that? They just took a moment to bow their heads or be quiet instead of, you know, looking at the food or, you know, doing anything, you know, unimaginable, you know, habits that they can do sometimes. So it's you know, they know when you come to that space, you know, so to take a few minutes to be with yourself, it's such an important gift.
I love this book because you just combine his cartoon characters, which are very gentle souls, the dog and the cat, Earl and Mooch, and the words by Eckhart Tolle. It's synergistically, it just combines, you know, because you can throw some cartoons and some words and different things, and it doesn't blend. But between the words and the pictures over here, it's such a perfect combination. They're excellent book, Guardians of Being.
Especially for people who think that, you know, spiritual teachings are, you know, not for them or they've had difficulty understanding it. How much more real can you talk about a dog and a cat? Everybody has some experience or the other. You know, and can't wait to read The Wag, you know, Patrick McDonald's next book. What makes a dog's tail wag, you know? What a perfect, perfect, profound statement that is, you know? So it's really exciting. So when we come back from the break, you know, we'll have a few more things to share with you, our wonderful listeners, and we'll see you. We'll talk to you again when we come back in a few minutes.
Thank you. opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show covering the world of sports with a new perspective. Get Off the Bench with Mitchell John will bring you the current sports news and events happening now, not later like the others. Your first look at sports will feature the news and views from professional, college, and high school sports. Tune in with Mitchell John for a can't-miss program every weekday. Catch Get Off the Bench with Mitchell John weekday mornings at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello, with Dr. VJ and Dr. H. So, Dr. VJ, may I give you a compliment?
Oh, absolutely, Dr. H.
Yeah, I'm giving compliments left and right today. You wrote an awesome article in the Well-Being Journal. And the Well-Being Journal, you can get it pretty much at any health food store. And I don't know about the Barnes & Noble stores, but I know most of the health food stores carry the recent copy of Well-Being Journal, which is probably one of the best natural nutrition, natural health magazines on the market. Awesome article. I hope everybody gets, I think it's the March, April issue, get a copy of this. You really talked about with cultured soy and with cancer, and you had a lot of studies in it too. I was very, very, very impressed.
Thank you, Dr. H. This is a message we're always trying to get to people that, you know, there are foods that we call medicinal foods. And you know, my passion for the last decade or so has been, you know, studying fermented soy and how fermented soy can be used as a medicinal food for people with all kinds of chronic illness, particularly those who are suffering or in remission from cancer and to regain your health and well-being. With the research that we're doing now, and with the context that we have with a number of research institutions around the world, we're looking at some of the state-of-the-art natural herbs and spices that, you know, the research behind the natural herbs and spices that, you know, you can actually bring this research papers to your, conventional doctors, have them look at it to see that, you know, it's not in the woo-woo land anymore. We have science behind what we're doing. And they need to know that herbs and spices and, you know, fermented soy and they're all in the realm of what we call medicinal foods. And we all need to take them. We need to preserve our health and well-being. And may I also tell you that, you know, that your books and your stand on, you know, telling people and giving them so much of information on the 30 years that you have been doing this, in your various books and articles on the power of healing with natural, you know, herbs and natural medicine. You know, it's very powerful. We're both very, very committed to having a planet, you know, having people, you know, it's not just a planet, having people hear this message that you can heal yourself. You know, time and time again, we talk about people taking, you know, responsibility for their health, and, you know, all of us have to take it. When it goes off center, we have to come back on center. There is no, you know, second thoughts about this. And we have to guard it. You know, we have to guard our health and well-being. We got to be on the lookout for good information, because sometimes it's not just about us. It's about our loved ones, you know. So I'm so glad that, you know, we'll be given this opportunity to talk to people through our show.
Right.
You know, what are some of the amazing, amazing, you know, human beings on our planet, you know, in their small ways, like Patrick McDonald. 15 years is just, you may just think it's a comic strip, I mean, called the Mutts. But it's so important that, you know, you get this message out, that how to connect, reconnect with our being, with our consciousness, start taking, you know, responsibility for what's going on. And, you know, we can lead more inspiring, more hopeful, more energetic, more fulfilling lives. You know, so I just love that, you know, we are able to be given this privilege and blessing to be able to do this work.
Well, there's so many teachers out there. You know, we've had some very, very powerful people on our show since we started last July. And people can go to our archives and listen to a lot of the shows, you know, from Bernie Siegel, Matthew Fox, to, you know, Patrick McDonald that was just on today. And I'm very impressed with the people that ask, are people coming to us and saying, we would like to be on your show. You know, you guys give a great message, and you being you and I are a great catalyst, you know, to giving out this information. And so we get these people on our show each week. Next week is going to be really interesting. There's a company called LightStim, and Steve Marchez, I believe his name is the owner of LightStim. And I'm going to give some feedback. It's light therapy. And you have a machine, and I have a machine, and Meg's been using the machine, and I'm noticing some results. I've had, a few days longer than you, so probably by next week, you know, we all can share about some of the input about this. Excellent modality for working in the body, because you and I talk about diet, we talk about food, we talk about exercise, we talk about nutritional supplements, whole food complexes. Here's something that's a little different, but yet still complements where you and I come from, and it's called light therapy.
I think it's amazing, because right now we have so many, you know, products on the market using LED technology, you know, the light photo, what we call the photo rejuvenation. You know, some of them are safe, some of them are FDA approved, like this machine. The LightStim is FDA approved. So we want to talk about with the owners, with the founders of these companies and these machines, how exactly they came to make the machines and what are the benefits. So for people who don't know about, you know, how to find such machines or what is the use of such machines, or who think that there's nothing in there, I mean, it doesn't matter where you are, but come and listen, you know, just open your eyes and ears and just to get some information from, you know, the actual founders themselves, what they have found, and then go check it out. That's our message. Anything that you hear on this show and hopefully any other shows or anywhere, you need to check out this information, and we'll give you lots and lots of information where you can check them out. And then if it so speaks to you, try it out. Try it out. If there's, you know, very minimal, you know, problem of side effects, or, you know, problems with your health and well-being, you know, just try some of these things out if you have a problem that you think can help you. But do it in a conscious way, not in a mindless way. Because then, you know, you find yourself, you know, when your health is there, you don't have to be going crazy thinking, oh, my God, I have to go to the doctors and I have to get this fixed and that fixed. And then the medication is giving you more side effects, and then you got to get that fixed. And, you know, so how do you regain back your health and well-being? And that's the message that, you know, we try to give in this show, the Kiss Your Life Hello.
And if people have questions at all, by all means, you know, excuse me, please contact us at info@kissyourlifehello.com. And you and I are really good in responding back, you know, very, very quickly to people.
Yes, generally. And, you know, it's very good that we have lots and lots of questions. You know, I'm thrilled to say that even the article that you mentioned in the Wellbeing Journal, the Cultured Soy in Cancer article, generated a whole host of questions from readers, encourage you to ask questions. You know, when you see an article, when you read about something, contact the authors, contact the researchers, ask them, look, I listened to it, I read it. Tell me more about what you have found, or these are my problems, or these are my queries. We love to hear from you, and as Dr. Hitch said, in another 2 weeks, we'll be at the Natural Products Expo in Anaheim. You know, some of you already have retail natural supplement stores, and you're planning to be there, or you have a friend who's there, and you can get a badge to come in. Look out for us. We are there, Essence of Life. I think we're in booth 1291. We would love to see you and speak with you, and contact us if you're going to be there, and we'll make time to see you if we can. So having said that, we're going to come to the close of our show. We want to thank all our listeners for listening in and for your wonderful comments and, you know, emails that you have been sending us. Have a really, really great week ahead of us, ahead of all of us here. And from all of us here, thank you so much. Have a blessed, blessed week ahead.
And if no one's told yet that they love you today, let me be the first. Love you all. Until next week, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.